Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Boost podcast. Our mission is to bring you light and share our experience with you to help you reconnect to your soul through this podcast. And we are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Basha. I am spiritual counselor, holistic healer, and spiritual life coach.
And my name is Agnieszka. I am a digital creator, curious mind, interested in all aspects of personal development, psychology, spirituality, nutrition, and fitness.
If our message resonates with you, please follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
And now grab a cup of tea and come hang out with us. Good evening and welcome to episode number 13, lucky 13 of Soul Boost Podcast. In this episode, we will be discussing meditation. What is meditation? What are the benefits of meditation and how to meditate? Good evening, Basha. How is Basha doing this evening?
Good evening, Agnieszka. Basha is doing amazing. How is Agnieszka doing tonight?
Agnieszka is doing spectacular and splendid. Ay, ay, ay. So, do you have a message from your tea today, my friend?
I don't think we've read the message last time.
Yes, but don't look back. Let's only look forward.
Just saying. So, there you go.
I can read it. The purpose of life is to enjoy every freaking moment.
It was without freaking.
No. I read every word by word exactly as it is. I think it's a beautiful message for today. Enjoy every moment and stay in the moment. So today, dear listeners, we will talk all about meditation, why meditation is important. We will talk about types of meditation, and we will tell you how to meditate. But first of all, what is meditation? Well, Buddhists have a way of characterizing our mind as a crazy monkey. So now imagine this crazy monkey is drunk as a skunk, and that would be your mind. And when this crazy monkey is running your mind, you are very likely to make stupid decisions, to be overcome by emotions such as anger, and basically not have much control of your life. If you don't have control over your emotions, you will not have control over your life. So what meditation does, it helps you gain control over that crazy drunk monkey. Helps you master your emotions. It helps you become more aware, helps you become mindful. It helps you unhook from stimulations. So if you are addicted to watching TV, being on social media, drugs, smoking, etc., meditation helps you unhook from all those stimulations. It actually builds up your willpower. There are studies that have shown that meditation actually helps your prefrontal cortex grow. There have been MRI scans done on people who are meditating consistently for a few months or a few years that have shown that this part of your brain actually grows through consistent meditation practice. Because what's really important is consistency in meditation. Just because you will meditate a few times doesn't mean you will see much benefits of it. So why is it so significant that your prefrontal cortex grows? Is that prefrontal cortex is responsible for your productivity, creativity. You will be able to work better, focus better. Meditation is the most old school form of brain training. Your brain is like a muscle. Also, meditation helps with brain health and it helps with health in general. There have been studies done that can prove that it helps with high blood pressure, it helps with ulcers. There was a paper published on Journal of Neuroscience that used MRI to demonstrate that the meditation can reduce the experience of pain and all pain-related brain activation. These studies have shown 40% reduction in pain intensity in all subjects tested. In contrast, painkillers reduce pain levels only by about 25%. So you can see that meditation is not just some spiritual woo-woo practice, but there is so much more to this. So practice of meditation has been around for thousands of years, and science is only now just catching up to it. And you don't really need to spend a lot of money. You don't need to spend any money. You don't need to buy books. You don't need to read books. You don't need to study this topic to be able to start meditating now. And there are many different types of meditation, and you can choose one that suits you best. Basia, would you care to talk about types of meditation?
I do care, and I will. Thank you, Agnieszka.
You're welcome, yes. Basia.
As you mentioned, there are many types of meditation, and it's best to actually try a few of them to which meditation type resonates with you best. So the first type of meditation, I think it's the most popular meditation in our Western world, is a mindfulness meditation, and basically means that we pay attention to our thoughts, because once you start meditating, you will have your thoughts going through your mind like crazy, probably.
Exactly.
And let's try not to engage with those thoughts. Let's just try to actually become a friend and just let them pass through.
So a really good advice that I have heard in this type of meditation, when the thoughts will come, and they will come, it is impossible to completely clear your mind. And many people say, oh, I can't meditate because I can't clear your mind. Well, duh. But the great tip that I have heard was to observe your thoughts as if they were clouds and just let them pass. So the thought will come. Don't judge it. Don't get mad at yourself. Don't engage with that thought. Just become aware of it and let it pass like a cloud in the sky.
You may also find it helpful to focus on an object or on your breath while you're observing those thoughts. And this type of medication...
Meditation is medication. There you go.
Yep. Another type of meditation is focus meditation. In this practice, we involving one of our five senses. So, for example, we focus on something internal, like our breath, or something external, like looking at the candle flame or listening to...
Drilling in the wall, if you are in my...
Oh, yes, drilling in the wall.
Yes,
exactly.
That's very, very relaxing.
But you never know, some people might find it very relaxing. When I was younger, I found very relaxing listening to the washing machine spinning.
Oh, that's interesting. I always knew you were kind of weird. Okay, keep going, my friend.
So when you focus on one of these things, and your mind will wander, because your mind will wander.
Your mind name may as well be Stevie.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. So let's go back to this focus meditation. This meditation is very much recommended to everyone who needs more focus in their lives. Another type of meditation is spiritual meditation. This meditation is practiced by Eastern world more than Western. It's similar to prayer, but you are actually reflect on the silence and you seek deeper connection with God, deeper connection with universe. And you know what's very good to increase your spiritual experience? To actually use essential oils. Mm-hmm. And this meditation can be easily practiced at home or in the place of worship, like a temple, for example. Another meditation, mantra meditation, guys, and this is repetitive sound meditation. So you focusing by repeating one word or repeating a phrase For example, the famous Om.
Om is a healing sound. It has healing abilities for your body and spirit. Yeah.
And actually, guys, you don't have to really worry or think about whether you say your mantras out loud or maybe if you want to repeat them just in your mind, they will work the same. And they will connect you with your environment and they will increase your awareness to higher levels. Some of you might find this meditation, this type of meditation, more suitable because you might find difficulty to focus on your breath. And it's better to let your mind wander and
practice this.
Right, another type of meditation before Agnieszka will interrupt me again with some funny comments. Movement meditation. So what do you think if I say movement meditation, Agnieszka?
Oh, I've done walking meditation once with some Buddhist dude. And basically you are just focusing on movement of your body. And especially if you are walking barefoot on the ground, you are very, very slowly putting one foot in front of another and just focusing on all the sensations.
Amazing.
But I suppose you can just do yoga, maybe.
Exactly. Most of the people think about yoga as the movement meditation, and obviously they're not wrong. But also walking in the woods, in the forests, gardening. Doing gardening is a type of meditation. Did you know about it?
Yeah. Any mindfulness practice, I consider a meditation. So anything that you do with mindfulness, even if it's making your bed, but your mind is present in that moment, in that action of straightening the sheets, or maybe it's cooking and you are cutting your veggies, but you are present in that moment, I consider that mindfulness act a meditation.
So I can say that you meditate all day long then.
Well, but only if your mind is not preoccupied with other things. Because, you know, if you are gardening and you are thinking about something else, the argument you had with your husband or whoever, then you are not being present in that moment.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Also Tai Chi, Qigong, any type of slight or gentle motion is a form of movement meditation. Loving kindness meditation. Well, this meditation is used to increase the feeling of compassion, kindness.
How?
Acceptance.
How?
I'm going to tell you. Acceptance.
Tell me.
Right. What you basically do is you open your mind to receive the love from other people. But once you receive that love, you send the love and well wishes to your loved ones, to the nature, Mother Gaia. And basically this form of meditation is very much recommended to everyone who holds on the anger or negative emotions or resentment. And another form of meditation could be involving the imagination. So imagine yourself succeeding at your goals. Imagine yourself being successful at whatever you want to achieve. And that increases your motivation, that increases your focus, and actually boosts your mood.
But not only visualize yourself, not only imagine yourself succeeding, imagine how it feels, because that's what's very important. Not just your thoughts, but emotionalized thoughts. So when you feel the emotions of how it would feel to be this successful person, of how it would feel to be there where you want to be, that is so insanely powerful. That has worked for me so many times in my life to achieve the unachievable.
Very powerful. The last type of meditation I would like to mention is guided meditation. And I'm sure that most of you heard about this type of meditation at least once in your life. What we basically do in this practice, we listen to the teacher. And you can find a lot of guided meditations
YouTube.
On YouTube, on CDs, some kind of...
I don't think people listen to CDs anymore, Basha.
Applications. But remember, guys, meditation, it's not only sitting still and having our eyes closed. It's also sun gazing, it's stargazing, dancing, listening to music, practicing martial arts, doing something very creative. Anything which can actually put you in this flow state.
Anything that you do where you are present in the moment. But I think another thing that is very important to mention, because this is where I went wrong for months. What is very important is that you are not laying down and you are sitting up straight and that your spine is as straight as possible, because otherwise you will just fall asleep, most likely. And I kept falling asleep when I first started meditating. I started meditating, I suppose, 5 or 6 years ago. I can't remember exactly now. And I first started with guided meditations. And every time I was falling asleep. So the more straight your spine is, the better. You will not get sleepy or you will not fall asleep when your spine is super straight. You don't have to even sit in lotus flower position. You can even sit on your chair as long as your spine is super straight. So guys, as you can see, there is a lot of types of meditation and benefits of meditations are really, really enormous. But if you want to feel true benefits of meditation, remember that you have to do it consistently. It is more important that you do it consistently than to do it for a longer period of time. So it would be better for you if you do it for 5 minutes, but every single day, rather than doing it for 1 hour just once a week. So repetition is super important here. And don't worry if you don't feel anything after a week or after a month even. But if you consistently practice meditation every single day, I promise you, you may look back at yourself and you will not believe the changes it has made. I can only speak from my own experience, but I can tell you all those years of meditation, and I have been meditating for about 5 years, maybe a bit longer. Every single day, I made a commitment to myself that I will meditate every single day for the rest of my life. And during those years, I skipped maybe a day here or there. I make sure that I start my day with meditation, because then when your day starts going, you may get caught up in doing things and then it's already late and then you may forget, whatever. So if you don't have much time in the morning, even 10 minutes, it's gonna make such an enormous impact on your life. I was a completely different person. I was very reactive. I was easily triggered also. I found so much peace through meditation and so much awareness. And now when emotion of irritation comes, it is very, very rare. But when it comes, I am able to observe it as if I was in the third person. I am able to observe it from the outside. I don't just fall into it. I don't react immediately like I would in the past. I observe it and then I can make a decision what I do about it. I'm like, I feel that emotion. Now what do I do? So this is very interesting. You are in charge of your emotions now. Your emotions are not running you. If you want to be in control of your life, you gotta take control of your emotions. And meditation is such an incredible and powerful and overlooked tool, and it is free and anybody can do it. You don't need any special knowledge. You don't need any special skills, and it will improve your life so much. So meditation increases your self-awareness so much. Also, it melts away your ego. And this is super interesting. We will talk about it more in next episodes. But meditate, don't meditate, your business, but highly recommended. I hope you at least give it a try. Did meditation change your life, Basha?
It changed my life dramatically. I don't remember exactly when I started meditating regularly, around the same time, 5 or 6 years ago. But since then, life has never been the same.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We hope that you have enjoyed it. We hope you will give it a try and tune in next time when we will be talking more about mindfulness.
Thank you very much, guys. Bye.
Bye.